rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from an island that's about to explode. What could go wrong?
Discussion at 72 of Fallen Kingdom. Before we get to that, David, heading over to Jurassic-Pedia.com. Got an article up here for... Need to move that Skype thing out of the way. Oryk, California. We get to see the sign in this minute. We know this is sort of near where Lockwood Estate is filming, or was set. When you went to Eureka and the Redwoods, did you get to Oryk, or is that a little bit further north?
Yeah, I went... You have to pretty much get through it. You go through it, like, to get to the various state parks that make up the national park system in Northern California, where they filmed, and in this case, set a couple Jurassic Park movies. I actually ended up writing this article and included one of my photos I took of the town that I was there. I'm like, you know what? I should take a picture for the encyclopedia. But yeah, it's a very blink and you miss a town. I think it's 400 something population, less than 400 actually. I mean, just from the picture, it's a school, some rural communities, a snack shack. Like, it's not a big place. Like you said, you going down the highway, you blink once or twice, and you're gonna be, wait, what was that? We went through a town. As I've said on here a couple times, if the Indoraptor had gotten to that town, it would have been off the map. There would have not been anybody left in that town to kill after the Indoraptor got done with it.
See, there's a small story for you for a Jurassic film. Just them animals getting there. We've sort of seen a part of that with Battle at Big Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right. I was glad this article was here because I've got some questions when we get to the minute. Especially with Highway 101.
We hit that town we call the Cavalry.
Shut this down.
Hello. You should have stayed on the island. Better odds.
Dave, how about we get into minute 72?
Sure.
Alright, minute 72 of Fallen Kingdom opens with Mills thinking about murder. It ends with Owen pulling Claire back off the bars. As we open on 72, we got the drum beats going, as mentioned last minute, sort of that four beat, boom, 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 like sort of imagining Lost World, I think. As Mills looks towards Lockwood with fire in his eyes, and I'm glad we don't get to see the murder here. I don't think we've had any sort of one-on-one murder in the films. Implied dinosaur murder, a lot of, but I'm just glad we didn't get to see Mills here with holding a pillow over Cromwell's face. It would have been a little bit...
For the most part, we do not get any people murders in general in Jurassic Park movies. It tends to be more dinosaur murders. I think the only ones I can really think of where a person deliberately tries to kill another person is when Dodson tries to kill Sarah and she ends up returning the favor by pushing him out from underneath the car.
To be eaten by the T-Rex. The T-Rex has dispatched more of our human villains in the films and any other human that we've had. Yeah, it's always been the animals, sort of the carnivores for the most part. I think still, and we bring up all the time how dangerous herbivores are, and I don't think we've had any herbivore deaths, have we?
You mean by people or by dinosaur?
Yeah, well, a herbivore trampling someone or...
Not killed, no, nothing. Wait a sec. No, I don't think so. No, I was trying to think if anybody was killed in the stampede when the dinosaurs escaped the mansion later in this movie, but I don't think anybody was. I think everybody ran off and Mills took shelter under the car.
Yeah. Yeah, so anything on the pillow to the face here?
No.
You know sort of themes and that sort of thing more than me. We got symbolism here of the cane hitting the ground, the egg shattering. Is that meant to be sort of the end of the era, the end of the partnership, the end of Lockwood, or is it just a sign that this is his death?
Both, actually, I would argue. I would say that it can definitely be interpreted with that symbolism. I think that symbolism definitely works. But as somebody who has also been a writer himself, I'm going to say that there's a lot of things that people write where people attribute symbolism to it, but no symbolism was intended. Sometimes the blue curtain is just blue because that was the color that popped in the author's head.
Fandom 101. But it is a good shot, even though, again, sort of another one of those slow-mo shots. Previous to this, we only really had Blue coming on the scene during the Indominus fights. We talked then about slow motion in the franchise. It's not something they've really tapped into or used whatsoever. So yeah, and then the shattered egg. Would have loved for that not to happen, but yep, end of Lockwood and end of really apart from Wu, the end of sort of the Jurassic line of people that knew about or worked at the joint. But we cut back to Owen and Claire as the convoy of trucks comes to stop in the middle of a forest for some reason. Claire looks around the window, or out the window, and spots the sign to a local town. What are your thoughts on this? They entered Lockwood Estate before they drove through the gates. Is this a sign saying Highway 101 is this way, with the arrow to the exit? Because it's got like an
Yes.
official 101 logo on it.
Well, that's typically how road signs would work. So I'm looking at it. I'm actually pulled up the Dino Tracker for this conversation. And it's interesting because looking at where the Dino Tracker puts the Lockwood Estate is right outside something called Stone Lagoon. Now, this is a large lagoon that you do pass often going or driving around the area. And it's a kind of a large lagoon with a just north of something called Big Lagoon. And it has like a large sandbar separating it from the ocean. And I think what they're trying to imply here is the little lagoon that we see the Arcadia pull into when it pulls up to the manor is Stone Lagoon. And
Okay, yep.
of course, in the Jurassic Park universe, the sandbar isn't there and the ship can make it into the lagoon. And so I'm looking at there's a little there's a little roadway here that is on the other side of a mountain from the Lockwood Estate. But I think what they're trying to say here is that there's a fictitious roadway that would lead from the mountain down to Highway 101 and that Stone Lagoon and out and onto the main highway. Now, Oryk is where they positioned the Lockwood Estate on the Dino Tracker is south of Oryk, which is an interesting thing because I think a lot of fans had assumed it was in the national park area north of Oryk.
Okay. So now we have this sign. Would it be suggesting Oryk is actually 5 miles, or
Yes.
the exit 5 miles from this sign will get you to Highway 101?
No, it's implying that Oryk would be 5 miles from Lockwood Estate by Highway 101.
Okay.
Because you can also take, I presume this small road winding roadway here is go would go to the front entrance, And this sign that goes out to Highway 101 might be a back way. And there is the back way, and then there's a main entrance that leads out onto this main road that is actually mapped. And that would have been the wind, that would have been the road that Claire winded her way up to when she visited Lockwood Manor the first time.
And we spend too much time on this sign. But it's yeah, because I've just seen the official highway US 101 logo on it, thinking, okay, well this isn't Highway 101, because we do get to see that again at the end of the film with Owen and crew and the Jeep wagon driving down the coastline, because that's when when I googled Highway 101, that's the photo they showed, that bit of coast. Yeah. All right, that's all right. I'm just, yeah.
Well, yeah, the way the just to make a map here is the way the highway works is that it kind of turns inland to go around the lagoon inland way and then goes back out to the coast and then turns inland again to hit Orrick, an even smaller town called Berry Glen, as well as a Newton Berry Drive, which is kind of a byway that takes you through the heart of the Redwoods and gets you to most of the Lost World filming locations.
Ah, okay. Yep. Nice. Well, that's good. That's explained things pretty good for me anyway, and that's going to help out in this next point, because Claire points the sign out to Owen, who says if we can get to that town, we can call the cavalry and shut this down. So now, after being and visiting that small town of Orrick, what cavalry? Okay, you're getting there to a telephone maybe to call someone else, but it being the small town, but maybe the bigger town in the area, there'd probably be one or two, I don't even know what you'd call them. Would they be state troopers, highway patrol?
I have no idea. I don't even think I saw a police station. That would probably that might be something that local law enforcement might be like county.
Yeah, so
Like
there
a
might be a larger
sheriff's
station.
department.
Yeah,
Because
So.
the largest city, the unfortunate part of Orrick is it's kind of almost dead center between either Crescent City or Eureka, which are the two largest municipalities in that area.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it in the article here actually about Orrick is the town is almost split, dead mileage between the two.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's 42 miles between each.
Yeah, so you'd either have highway patrol from both, or troopers from both centers coming to there, or one trying to pass it back to the other to say, well, you go. That normally happens on a border like that.
Well, there's also Calville and McKinleyville. They're quite a bit larger. And go along Highway 101 as well. I forgot about that one.
Yep, okay.
They would probably have a police force, which is 33 miles, so not much better from Warwick.
Then what's, obviously it's night time, we're probably getting pretty late into the evening now. I just imagine them going in a stolen uni morgue. Beating on the station window, station door or something, and just a cop that's half asleep or something, just say, just call the rangers or call the State Department, call Parks and Rec, call someone else. I'm going
You
back to
call Parks and Rec and
bed.
Chris Pratt shows up. Wait a second.
But just as about to start driving, we get the music built up, and then a gun comes through the open driver's door window and gets cocked right at his temple. And we get the reveal of Wheatley, a little out of breath here, standing on the side of the Unimog. He says hello, you should have stayed on the island, better odds, as guns cock outside and more of his men turn up and surround the Unimog. We didn't get to see him during the disembarking the ship or anything like that. I think he was in one. He would have been in one of the lead vehicles. So we know last minute someone was on the radio that spotted Owen and Claire in the Unimog as it went through the Lockwood gates. Like he's just legged it from the lead vehicle back to here, and instead of just radioing one of his men to hold him until he got there, he had to be the one to tab the one-liner and get him out of the truck. Because even though how much of a great white hunter Wheatley is, I don't think the physical fitness is there anymore.
I was going to say, I think he's got a bit of a gut. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
For all we know, he might have ran all the way from the front of the caravan back here. So.
But we cut to sub-level animal containment area of the lab. Owen's sitting there, head lowered. Claire's sort of checking the walls, looking for some sort of an escape option. And like a ninja, Mills is just suddenly here at the bar door, wiping his glasses with a cloth. No one seen him approach. No one heard him approach. Claire's looking around the walls, looking for a way out, and never seen him approach. And Wheatley's right there beside him too, so... maybe he should be cast in the next Batman movie as one of the League of Shadows or something. But he gets their attention by saying, "Hi, Claire. I just wanted to come to and apologise. I didn't want to bring you into any of this, but it was the only way we could get the Raptor." And he struggles to finish off that last sentence as Claire runs at the bars and tries to grab him through them. And as the minute ends, Owen grabs Claire and pulls her back from the bars as Mills says, "We needed it," which we know... this whole thing is because of Blue. Anything else on that? We're going to get into more of this back and forth next minute with a bit more dialogue.
No, I think we're good.